Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Take a little break from Ukraine. We're going to get back to that again big time. But a development yesterday occurred. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned the Wisconsin Supreme Court's 4-3 decision setting out legislative maps in Wisconsin. What's that all about? The Republican Party had sued 4-3. Brian Hagedorn signed with the three Democrats to adopt certain maps that had been proposed by Governor Evers. They weren't great, frankly. They ensured Republican control, but not as much Republican control as there was before. More competitive districts, still Republican majority, simply because the Supreme Court initially had said they were going to stick with the 2010 gerrymandered maps and change them as little as possible. And Hagedorn bought into an argument that communities of interest should stay together. What does that mean? My wife's home county, Greene County, was sliced up seven ways from Sunday before, so was Sheboygan County. Why should you do that? Why shouldn't you have folks in Greene County and Sheboygan County with very similar interests and know each other? Why shouldn't they all be in the same district? Anyway, so what happened was Evers, working with that and his team, put together maps that kept community of interest somewhat together, and it had some slight benefit to the Democrats, although there still would have been a Republican majority. The Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, overturned that. This is the most arrogant court. They overturned a state Supreme Court ruling on state redistricting. And why did they do it? To protect the little guy? No, they didn't do it to protect the little guy. And by the way, they did not overturn the congressional redistricting. They did not overturn that. Republicans had objected to that too. Right now, there are 8 congressional seats in the state, and five of them are Republican, 3 Democrats. Ron Kind is retiring over in western Wisconsin. And the effect of these maps on those elections are to make the first district a little more competitive. Brian Steele is the incumbent. And the third district, where Ron Kind is the incumbent, a little more in play. So a good Democratic candidate in each of those districts is a slightly better shot, but not a great one, because there's still Republican districts under this. We could well end up, if we don't do this right, 6-2 with 2 seats. Although I'm confident that we will pick up 3 and possibly 4, I hope. But the state legislature is the ballgame. They're the ones that put Voss in as speaker. They're the ones that are doing this corrupt, false voting investigation with Gableman, allocating, starting with $680,000 of your money. Gableman basically has an IV in his veins out of the bank account of the taxpayers, sucking in $11,000 a month, $20,000 a month for his staff. And at first we didn't know who they were. He wouldn't tell us. Then we said, what do they do? He said, I'm not going to tell you. And we said, well, the judge said, give them documents. We don't have any documents. How could you not have documents? The Incas in the 5th century founded an empire without knowing how to write. Okay. Is that your argument? This is your tax money. This is my tax money. This is a fraud. And so this is what you get with Republican majorities. They can't be trusted with money. They're the ones who caved to Foxconn, promised them over $4 billion. Then when Foxconn didn't do jack, we didn't even get back the billion we'd put in for site preparation and roads. We paid them $80 million, and now they're negotiating with Saudi Arabia. They sort of drive by serial fraud artists. They just go to different localities, suck what they can get, and move on. Walker bought into that, the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, was Walker's cheerleader. She was there with the pom-poms, jumping up and down. We are the girls from Foxconn High. Okay, well, I don't like that. I really don't, and I don't want her as governor, you see. But in any event, why'd the Supreme Court do this? Supreme Court did it, they said, because the Wisconsin Supreme Court misunderstood the Voting Rights Act. In the maps that Evers had presented, as bad as they were for Democrats, they were better than the Republican maps. It carved out what they said was a seventh black district in Milwaukee instead of six. Milwaukee has a large African-American population. What the U.S. Supreme Court said is that the Wisconsin Supreme Court disobeyed and didn't understand their prior precedent. Well, the hell with them, right? Disobeyed and disunderstood. Well, these guys can't read. Hagedorn can't read. Hagedorn can read. So they, all seven of them can read. They read these things. And what it says is, it turns on a very fine piece of legal phraseology that does the Voting Rights Act require this or does it permit it? And the Supreme Court is, the Supreme Court, in my view, is going to throw out the whole Voting Rights Act in the next couple of years. They've already chipped away, chipped away, chipped away. And now there's one where, in Houston, for instance, black voters are disproportionately impacted by the crooked new Texas voting laws that say if you want to vote absentee, you have got to put down either your Social Security number or your driver's license number as you did when you registered to vote. And even if that was 20 years ago, you got to remember which it was. And if you put the wrong one down, you can't vote, even though it's yours. So a lot of people, you know, they don't keep records of that. I wouldn't keep a record of that. And they're being tossed out in great numbers in Houston, which is a Democratic county. That was the purpose of it. That was the purpose of it. Well, so what the Supreme Court now is saying, well, you create a seventh black district, but that wasn't required under the Voting Rights Act. What do you mean it wasn't required? Well, because they said so. In Citizens United, they said that money is speech, corporations are people. After 100 years of other Supreme Courts, more than one, and Congresses saying the opposite. They are just saying whatever benefits the Republican Party. Can you understand that? That's all they're saying. And as a result, they are diminishing the Supreme Court in the esteem of people. The Supreme Court has no army or police force. It simply has integrity and public acceptance of it. When the public starts to think and realize that what they're doing is they're just an arm of the Republican Party, and they lose authenticity and they lose respect, badly, badly hurts this country, because we have three branches of government and they're one of them. There's nothing in the Constitution that says they can overturn anything. There's a case about 200 years ago, Marbury v. Madison, where the Congress passed a law saying that the Supreme Court had to do something. And the Supreme Court said, no, we can't be told what to do by Congress. That's defensive. And then suddenly they were saying, but we can tell Congress what to do. And everybody goes, okay. Now, it has worked over time. Brown versus Board of Education, a lot of other cases. On the other hand, under Plessy v. Ferguson back in the 1890s, they said separate but equal is okay. Black people had a ride on a different railroad car. Brown versus Board of Education, 1950.